Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody who can make it to our Wednesday night services. I wanted to give thanks for this opportunity to speak to you this evening, and thanks for the prayers on my behalf. This evening, I wanted to study with you about seeking the Lord. I wanted to look into what this means and how we go about seeking the Lord. I also wanted to look into what it looks like seeking the Lord in our lives and the worldly distractions that keep us from doing this. So what does it mean to seek? The Strong's Concordance, H1875, defines this word as to follow, to inquire about. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Isaiah creates a sense of urgency in this verse because at the beginning of it, he says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." This is implying that God is there for us to find, but we must put forth the effort into seeking after him, and that one day he won't be there for us to find. We as humans often build barriers of sin between us and God and move far away from him. And the following verse of the same chapter says in verse 7, "Let the wicked forsake his ways, his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." These verses are a call of repentance. Repentance from our sin, from our sinful ways, and seeking after God. For God is the ultimate giver of love and mercy. Seeking after the Lord means we should put away our worldly pleasures and find God wherever we can. Seeking the Lord is us wanting to have that deep and personal relationship with God. We can find him through worshiping and praying to him and by studying his word. We make the conscious decision to seek after him because we long and desire to be with him in heaven. We are told by Christ to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seeking after God and his kingdom means we are putting God first in our lives. We are putting forth good fruit that is worth harvesting. If we are putting God first, then we are putting forth effort and attention into a treasure that will never wither away. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21 says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In these verses, Christ is telling us that if we put our effort and attention towards godly things, we will reap an incorruptible treasure in heaven, a treasure that is priceless. Do you ever find yourself putting forth so much effort and time into something that it feels like it is controlling you? Do you catch yourself talking about it more than you talk about God and his word? Christ is telling us in verse 21 to be careful in what we put our short time in, or we build that barrier between us and God, distancing ourselves from him. So how do we go about seeking after the Lord? What are some of the examples of this in the Bible that we can do in our lives to bring us closer to God? Seeking the Lord takes effort. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." To get some context for this verse, in this chapter, Jeremiah is writing a letter to the Jews that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar from Jerusalem to Babylon. They were going through a very stressful and hard time. Though the Jewish people brought hard times on themselves, God was never far away from them so that they could find him. Here in this verse, they were told to seek with all their heart, putting forth all their effort to find him, they had to set their hearts on him fully so that one day they could be set free and return home. We must also seek after the Lord with our whole heart, so that one day we might have that home in heaven with God. Another example of how we can seek after the Lord is through prayer. By praying to God, we are opening a way of communication to Him so that we can praise Him and glorify His name and make our requests known to Him. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, saying, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." By praying to God, His peace will be upon us so that we can keep our hearts and minds focused on God. Through prayer, we can take our worries and turn them into prayers so that the same worries that fog our mind can be released to God, can be released, and God can fill the void through our study of His Word. By studying His Word, we understand God's will for us. Through His Word, we can find that path of righteousness that leads us closer to Him. In Psalms chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, saying, "But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also will not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper." Another example of seeking the Lord is through worship. Worshiping God shows our obedience to Him and our devotion to serve and please our Creator. In the story of the Samaritan woman at the well, Christ says in John chapter 4, verses 21 through 24, saying, "Jesus said to her, 'Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and it now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." Here Christ tells her that the place in which the worshiping happens does not matter. What matters is the effort and act of worshiping God. True worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth, meaning that they will fully submit and worship Him and not haphazardly go through the motions of worship. Another example of how we can seek the Lord is to show and demonstrate God's love that is within us. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, saying, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." Through compassion and love, we can spread the endless love that God pours on us to those around us. One small act of kindness can ripple the waters and help spread God's love to many. So what do we find when we seek the Lord? What are some of the benefits and values that we find when we seek after the Lord? The first one is that we find peace. As we previously looked at in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, saying, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." After we make our request known to God, His peace is upon us, a peace that surpasses all human understanding. When peace is upon us, we do not have to fret about all the stresses and anxieties this world produces. True peace can be found through our way of thinking and acting. It can only be found through seeking what God wants us to do. We can find true peace in the Lord as long as we seek after Him. Second, we can find rest for our souls. For Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ calls those who are burdened to find rest in him. We can find ultimate rest when we seek after the Lord and let our burdens go. Third, when we seek after the Lord, we live more righteously and encourage others to live righteously as well. In the Old Testament story of King Asa, he was told to seek after God so that God was able to work through him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 9 and 15, saying, "Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.' For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But in their trouble, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him. He was found by them. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. So nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversary. But you be strong, and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon. For they came over to him in great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God, was with them. And in verse 15 saying, "And all Judah rejoiced at the oath that they had sworn with their hearts and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around." In this story, Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and sought after him. Asa set the standard at that time when there was turmoil in the land of Judah. Everyone saw how Asa lived by the word of God because God was with him, that even they turned and wanted to seek after the Lord. So what are some distractions that keep us from seeking the Lord? We are humans and often get fixated on one thing or another. We become more self-focused on ourselves than on God. We tend to go after that shiny new toy that will only bring us pleasure for a brief moment. We become distracted with what is going on in this world through the news or social media, which brings fear and anxiety into our lives. And Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, saying, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." We should be focusing our thoughts and actions on godly attributes. If we do this, then what we seek is what we will find. We will find truth, purity, and love as long as we seek after them. If you find yourself not focusing on this, seek the Lord for help. For Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, saying, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." If you seek after the Lord, you will find him. So let me ask you this. What if you don't ask? What if you don't seek? If you don't do this, how will the Father know of you if you don't seek after him? God is never far from us. Christ has assured us that God will listen, but he will only listen if you seek after him with all your heart and crave that godly relationship with him. Paul says in Acts chapter 17, verses 23 through 28, saying, "For as I was passing through and considered the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with its inscription to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, though he needed anything, since he gave all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and their boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him. Though he's not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Here, Paul is telling the Gentiles in Athens about how God does not dwell in temples made by hands, but within us. We are all the offsprings of God who created us and has determined the time that we should be on this earth. Though he lives in us, we still must seek after him through our prayers and actions. So how can we apply this study to our Christian walk? We looked at what it means to seek after the Lord, that we seek after him while he is still able to be sought after. There will come a time when he is no longer there for us to seek him. We will either be with him in heaven or cast down into the never-ending death. We see where we need to lay up our treasures in heaven, in heavenly things, so that our thoughts and actions follow and not seek after worldly pleasures when they only give us brief satisfaction. We see where we must seek after the Lord with all of our heart. If we seek after the Lord in this way, we are able to reap the benefits of peace in our life, a peace that only God puts upon us so that we can stay focused on him. As we stay focused on him, we will be able to obtain salvation by obeying him. As we close, I would like to leave you with this closing verse in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, saying, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. I'd like to thank you all for attending with us this evening. We would like to offer an invitation of those who may be in need or help in prayers of the church. We would also like to invite those who are seeking that relationship with God by giving themselves to him through baptism. If you believe you're one of these, we invite you to come sit in the front row as we stand and sing the invitation song that's been selected.